States. And you can't
appreciate
it. Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. Raise 10-0. Even.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when like, you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean it!
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
We're on. Okay.
We're welcome on the air.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yay! I'm eating my dinner.
That's great.
I'm burping.
Can we try to make it a little bit more classy,
no.
The show?
This should not... Yeah, okay. I won't burp. And it won't curse, has it?
Ooh.
Would you like that?
I would like that.
Okay, I promise. No burping and no cursing tonight.
Wow. Great.
I cussed today at work.
You did?
One of the first times in a long time.
Really?
I just said the FB word.
Anybody hear you?
Oh, there was no one in the store.
Did the FB hear you?
But my boss heard me. He was laughing. He don't care.
I had a fight with a roll of paper towels.
Who won?
Did you win?
I did. I slam dunked it. I was trying to put the stupid thing on the roll or the whatever, the paper towel holder.
The holder.
I kept popping off, whatever. I just took it and I spiked it. I'm like, there, take that.
Did you throw it away?
No, no. I hit the floor.
And it bounced up.
Well, I guess it bounced a little bit, and then I picked it back up and I put it on the roll.
And
I used the first thing, so like the one that hit the. The ground, the sheet that hit the ground, I actually used. So.
You were responsible.
I was responsible.
It's good.
That's
but
funny.
It deserved, I don't know, like, you know,
yeah,
it just deserved it.
Hey, look, hi. When I'm walking through the house and a wall jumps out and hits me, I hit it back. Okay, because it deserved it.
So, I was doing some things to talk about today.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have... Made up towns.
Ooh.
Okay, like Easterbip.
Oh, okay, so here we go.
And I looked up.
And Bumble Bleep.
Yeah.
Yes, I looked up Easterbip.
Jabib.
It has different spellings. There's actually a P in it.
I think there's a B. I think it's Jabib.
P. No, it's Jabib. You promised!
Twice!
You promised!
And cussed!
What?
It was a double
whammy.
Now it's the Imaginary Radio Show. Proceed.
Officially.
Anyway. So I decided to look it up to see what the whole deal was. And it's pretty much just what you would think. It's a made-up town that's supposed to be the furthest away from where you currently are.
Right.
It's usually like...
Guam.
Yeah, it's usually like a town you wouldn't want to be in. It's you know...
Well,
they,
I think Bumble F is more a town you wouldn't want to be in than Easterbip.
I guess so.
Easterbip is just sort of a description of distance.
So I thought it was Jabib and then East Bumble.
But yeah, but the East Bumble, you know, that's like, you don't want to be, it's the ghetto.
Yeah, no. What's wrong?
Okay. No, I'm just doing a little curse tally on you. Ready too. All right, so anyway, because I wasn't quite sure if it, like, you know, what if there was a place called Jabib or whatever. So,
was there?
No, there's not. It doesn't, there doesn't appear to be any real place. So, but what made me think of that is we have this saying in my family when there's a mess. And I'll say.
Like this house currently is?
Yeah, I'll say, like, this place looks like Gammon Town.
What?
Say this what? Place looks like Gammon Town.
Never know what exactly is Gammon Town.
I have no idea. But my grandma would say it. My mom says it. Like, people in my family say it. They're like, I'll clean that up. It looks like Gammon Town. So I looked up Gammon Town today.
And?
To see if maybe it's another, you know, maybe it's a real place that people make fun of or something. I don't, no, it's not a real place.
Really? Nothing?
No. I spelt it all different ways.
You have to ask your mom where it came from.
Oh, it came from my grandmother, I
guess. Yeah, but she might know the source.
I don't know. Anyone ever hear of Gammon Town?
No. I've never heard of that one.
But, like, I said it the other day. I'm like, oh, I got to clean up this room. Well, there's Gammon Town in here. And I don't even know what Gammon Town is. But why do I say that?
Because your mom said it.
I guess so. But if anybody just stopped me and said, well, what does that mean? Like, I don't know.
No, I say it, but I don't know.
I say it, and, like, outside of my family, it doesn't make any sense. People are like,
well, inside of your family, it doesn't make any sense.
Fine.
I thought of something today.
We used to say, sorry.
That wasn't it, but...
No, sorry. You're talking about the Gammon Town thing. Uh-huh. We used to say, my mother used to say, and my grandmother used to say, we were kids, and we were just all laying around the house, like, watching TV, and we're all just sitting in the parlor, and we're just, everybody's like, five or six people just laying around. They're like, come on, it looks like Jonestown in here, after the Kool-Aid. And you walk out, and you're a kid, and you don't know what she's talking about. So that, you know, it's like Jonestown in here after the Kool-Aid. You know what it means, and then you
oh God, up. You grow up and you go,
that is the worst thing anybody's ever said.
Yeah, it got you up though, didn't it? You know what, I read it wasn't actually Kool-Aid, but everybody calls it Kool-Aid because that's
yeah,
what everybody
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, Kool-Aid doesn't feel too good about it. It's like it wasn't.
Yeah, right? Kool-Aid. It wasn't even us.
Half the people got shot. Is it the Kool-Aid?
But it was like, it was some UK version or something of, you know, some sugary drink that Kool-Aid is.
Brother,
it's like Gammon Town. It does. And that's my, that's the only town I speak of in my family. So.
All right, I'll do research.
What about Kingdom Come? Like, we used to say that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to Kingdom Come.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that's real, though. That's like heaven. I may have talked about this
already. When I die, I'm going to
Gammon Town. You're Jonestown, baby. Yeah.
You're the king of Gammon Town.
I'm mayor.
I may have talked about this on radio show before, but I don't think I did. When my sister and I were little, if we were being bad and, like, my dad would want to, like, threaten us with, you better stop that or else kind of thing. What are you looking for? Oh. And he would want to threaten us with, you know, you're going to be in trouble for something. He would go, you better stop that or you're going to be in a world of trouble. I thought this world of trouble was a real place. I thought it was another planet. and I could see it, like, in my mind's eye. Yeah. I thought it was another planet, and it was all, like... I can only see the atmosphere. I wasn't, like, on the surface. I can only see it out there as a planet. And it was, like, this dark, dark green and black. And it was, like, smoky, swirly. And I'm like, ooh, that's a world of trouble. I better not do that or else I'll end up there. Aww. And that was it.
I think that's where you came from.
My mother used to drop me off in front of Boys Town and pull away. Like, I didn't know what Boys Town was. Like,
oh,
it's a nice little, you know, to help, you know, I guess kids without fathers or whatever. Been around since, you know, 1702, right? But my mother's like, I'm going to take you to Boys Town. And I used to think she'd go there and be kids. So she would drive me in front of Boys Town and drop me off. And she'd just drive around the block and pick me up with me crying.
Oh my God,
when she got
horrible.
Around the block.
That's awful.
I stopped whatever I was doing. That's for sure.
Maybe we should do that too.
Yeah, you're going to Boys Town, bro. Oh boy.
Oh, there was another thing too. That my dad used to say. He was a social worker. To put it very simply, he was a social worker. And he used to tell me that he had his briefcase. I thought he was saying griefcase. And he said that was very apropos, like later on when I understood what apropos meant. He said that very apropos, but he used to tell me that he was going to work out in the field. Because, you know, he had an office, but then sometimes he'd be out in the field. I thought my dad was carrying his briefcase, wearing a suit, standing out in, like, this field of, like, oats or something, or a meadow, you know, just standing there. I'm like, why would he dress up like that? And he's got this thing full of paper, and he's just standing there in the field. I don't get it.
Wow, you have a wild imagination.
Wow. I was very literal,
yeah,
is what it was.
Yeah.
Is there a girls' town?
No.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay. I'm going to a concert tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you going to see?
I'm going to see the band Rush.
Oh.
A boot. Speaking of Canadian bands.
Rush. Oh, where are they playing? I forget.
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Cool.
It's fun. Long lines on the bathroom.
Yeah.
For the men. There's no girls at those concerts. There's like four girls, and the men's room lines are through the roof.
Would that bother you? Like,
yes, it does when I'm at the back of the line and I have to go to the bathroom.
No, but I mean, would it bother you if, like, your following was all male versus all female or mixed or whatever? Like, would it really matter?
No, because I'm not in it for the
chicks, if
the
you
chicks,
will.
If you, as twer. I'm in it more for, I just want somebody to like the music.
Yeah.
If young or old, I mean, it's just the way life is.
I just want a following.
Yeah, I just want a following. I don't care who, I don't care if it's Martian.
So you were telling us about Rush, anything more?
No. It's just that they know I'm going to sit online at the bathroom. It drives me nuts. I'm not going to drink anything all day, because you can't go to the bathroom at a Rush concert.
No.
There was a guy that tried that, remember, the Garden State Arts Center. And it had to have been a Rush concert, because the line for the men's room was up onto the lawn, and the women's room was a ghost town. And then, so the guys are just sitting in. Now, girls go in the guys' room all the time. You know what I mean? Because, you know what? Nothing's going to happen to them, because if any guy tries something, he's going to get killed. It's probably safer than being in the women's room. You know, the guys will sit there and joke around with you, and blah, blah, blah. But you're going to go in there, you're going to go to the bathroom, you're going to leave, and you're not going to wait online. Right, and then we had one guy who was sitting there online, and he's just like, "I just can't take it anymore. Listen," and he just turned to the crowd. "I'm going to the girls' room. I'm going to close my eyes. I just gotta go." And we're like, "Go ahead, try it. See what happens." And if the five girls who were at the Rush concert just happened to be in the bathroom,
and they
walked in and walked right out, They just kicked him out.
Oh,
they just said, "Nope, you're not doing it." I'm like, oh my god!
But the girls kicked him out.
Yeah, he walked right in, and then we're all, yeah, it was great. All you hear is dead quiet.
And now he had to go to the back of the line.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it was funny because everybody's talking and everything like that. And the guy makes the announcement. Everybody's shh. So you hear his footsteps going in the ladies' room, and get out of here! You can't be in there. And he just comes out with his head down, his legs together.
Wet.
Yeah. Oh god, that was funny. But then when I go to Tori Amos concerts, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's
and
just
As a matter of fact, it's a concert full of women, and none of them like you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They all like each other.
Exactly. There's like me and the other guy at the concert, and I'm looking at him like,
I'm eating a cookie.
I think they sacrifice one of us at the end of this. I'm not sure. I don't know how this works, but you know, we can either team up and get out of here, or we can just run for our lives. Because there's only two guys that like a Tori Amos guy.
I don't wanna waste your time.
welcome to another one of Bryno's musical quizzes. There we go. This week, we have our reigning champion, four-time champion, Alicia Van Sant. Alicia, say hi to our fans and friends.
Hi, fans and friends.
Very good. Look at this. We also have Brian Mowry's back. Have anything to say?
Hi.
Hi. All right. Very good. Brian, that's good.
You're a good conversation.
All right. Sherry, yes. If you were a cloud, what cloud would you be?
Stratus.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Okay. All right. Well, that's enough about our contestants. Let me tell you a little bit about the quiz. This week, I'm going to ask you song characters. I'm going to ask you characters that are in the song. I'm going to give you a line, and I want you to tell me the name of the character or animal or whatever it is. Basically, something that has a name. You get the answer correct, I'm going to ring the bell. We're going to move along. If you get it wrong,
you're wrong. You're wrong.
You get buzzed out, and you're out of the game. Okay? The winner is the last one standing, or if I run out of questions. Okay, so we're going to start this week with the champ. All right. Oh, and there's also a lifeline. I almost forgot. Now, I have a lifeline in mind. It could change from game to game. All right, so I can't tell you who it is. Now, the champ also gets to pick a lifeline, too. So, if you are stuck on a question, call your lifeline, and Alicia will tell you hers. I'll tell you mine. You get to choose if you want to call them. If not, you're out. That's it.
Gone. Goodbye.
Okay. So, here we go.
Ta-ta, as they say in the game show.
That's right.
Ta-ta.
Okay. Song characters, starting with the champ. Champ, Van Sant. She took my love and ran it around with every single guy in town.
She took my love and ran Ruby?
I'm so sorry. So sorry. Okay, let's continue. Brian.
Ruby took her love to town. He did not. By the way. No,
Ruby,
he asked her not to.
Yeah, don't take her love to town.
Right.
He actually then told her.
Then he shot her.
Well,
that song?
No.
Perhaps.
No.
I don't want the boop boop question.
Wait, it's random, Brian. It just happens.
Is it random?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
It's the wild card question, and it has nothing to do with song characters, but something that was asked in a previous show that nobody got correct.
Okay.
Brian, who gets their kicks above the waistline?
Sunshine. I get my kicks above the waistline, Sunshine.
Brian, need I remind you, this person is on your personal web page that inspires you as a musician.
Whoa.
No, I have to rub this in because Brian listed...
No, you're also giving him a hint.
I know. Yes, I am. But I'm making a point. Brian listed this person as somebody that inspired him musically.
Dan Corboy?
You're wrong.
So sorry, Sherry.
Oh my God.
Sherry for the win.
This is too
another fun. Short quiz. I cannot believe this.
You might be champ.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. Who's the girl you wish you had?
What? Give her more than that.
That's a rough one.
That is a rough one.
That's a rough one.
Do you know it?
No.
There's no context.
All right. Okay, you know what? That's fine. If you think a question is unfair, you can challenge the host. And the host accepts that challenge.
Wow.
All right, so I will begin with another question for you. All right. She hung with me when all the others turned up their nose. We like the same music. We like the same bands. We like the same clothes. Remember, song character. This could be your lifeline. Do you want a lifeline?
I mean, I know who the artist is. That wouldn't be the character.
That would not be the character. Regrettably, in this instance,
right.
That would not be the character. You want to call the lifeline?
I'm sorry, so sorry. I think this week, unfortunately, there weren't any winners.
Yeah, there are no winners.
But you know what? I'd like to say on behalf of the group and all that stuff, you know, we're all winners here.
Yay!
So, on behalf... On behalf of Brian O's Musical Quiz, that's it for this week. Maybe next week we'll have a champ. Please spay and neuter your pets and have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.